that people that are in the world that never hear the gospel, never hear about Christ, will be saved because they didn't have a chance to hear. Well, if we know our Bible, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, in verse 8, impresses upon us that we don't want anybody not to know about Jesus. Notice what it says. This is the second coming of Jesus. He says, well, let me read 7 and 8. It says, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that tells us that Jesus and his angels are going to take vengeance on two groups. The first one are those who know not God. I don't know, there may be 100 years ago or 200 years ago, there may have been people on the earth that did not hear about Jesus. They might have been, you know, sometimes we say in deepest, darkest Africa, there may have been people there that never heard about Jesus. Well, this is really the encouragement for us to make sure that people do hear the gospel. If there's people in the world today that do not know Jesus, then what we want to do is to try to get the people there to teach them that. We support missionaries that go all over the world. And sometimes it may be our turn to be a missionary. But we know that if these people are left alone by themselves, then they're going to die not knowing God. And here, Paul says that that's one of the groups that are not going to be saved. These angels are going to take flaming fire and vengeance upon these people. And that's awful. I've often heard it said it would be the thing that we'd like to see, that everybody heard it once before anybody ever heard it twice. But you know, we hear it all the time. We hear it, you know, week in, week out. Well, we need to respond to that because we do know God. But the second group is they that obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you know God and you know the gospel, if you know what Jesus Christ is offering, then you ought to take advantage of that. Because if we know God and we don't obey, then God's going to hold us responsible for that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, it says that everyone will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, those that have done good and those who have done bad, and it's because of their deeds. Those who have done good deeds and those who have done bad deeds, we're going to be there and we're going to be judged. Now, if we're in Christ, we're going to have some good deeds. Because actually I've heard it said that when God looks down upon a Christian, he doesn't see that Christian, he sees Jesus. And what a great inspiration that is for us to be more like Jesus. But he sees Jesus because Jesus is the one that's cleansed us, saved us from our sins. But if he looks down upon those that are not Christians, then of course he sees them. A person who is unable to save themselves can do nothing to pay for their own sins, and of course they're going to be lost. So what we need to think about is, since we know Jesus, since we know God, we know who they are, we know what they want, we know the gospel, then we have got to obey it. Because if we know it and don't obey it, then we're really just throwing it in God's face. I know what you want me to do, but I'm not going to do it. We don't need to be that high-handed with God. We need to learn what God wants us to do, and then we need to hasten to obey it. We need to do that as quickly as we possibly can, because Jesus is coming back. We don't know when, but since we don't know when, let's take care of business. Let's take care of those things that God wants us to do now, because we may not have a second opportunity to do that. This evening, if there's anything that you need in the way of prayers of the congregation, to be baptized, or just to ask a question, anything that you need, I would gladly talk with you. And I'm sure Brother Farron would as well, and other good members here. But as we sing this invitation song, think on these things. Think about how God has done things in your life and how he is going to continue to do those things if we'll continue to be Christians. We know God. What a great thing. We obey God. What a greater thing that we might go to heaven one day. your subject of invitation. Won't you come? As together we stand and sing.